I was in Nepal traveling in, I think, 92, and I met some Tibetans, Tibetan refugees that had just escaped from Tibet, and someone who was with us spoke Tibetan and translated, and they were just explaining about how they weren't going to go back until Tibet was free, and so I was just really moved by hearing about that, and just trying to imagine what it'd be like to have our own homeland invaded or something like this, trying to imagine New York taken over by you know, some other culture and not having any freedom of speech or any of those things. There's something really moving about just actually meeting those people. I know it sounds weird to hear some musician or whatever talking about it, and I probably wouldn't have paid any attention if I didn't meet those people myself, but there's something really moving about meeting some of those people that are going through that. And also just the fact that it was based on nonviolence, that their struggle is based on nonviolence.